ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 23. Please don't do this. Hi, my name is Peter and I'm joined here by
Naomi です。
Naomi sensei, we're back again. In this story, it's about Yukio. Now, who is Yukio again?
Yamakawa sensei の息子。
So, Dr. Yamakawa's son.
はい。
He's at Narita Hospital and you'll find out the reason why in just a minute. Now, the focus of this lesson is
ないでください。Construction.
Conversation takes place at?
Narita 病院。
The conversation is between?
Yukio-san, 看護師さん。
Yukio and the nurse.
看護師 is a nurse.
They're speaking?
Formal Japanese.
So, before we start, don't forget to leave us a comment about this lesson. And today, we're going to have a very... Something in the story becomes revealed. So, be sure to stop by and leave us a comment.
山川さん、ここは病院ですよ。タバコを吸わないでください。
うるさいな。あ、クローゼット開けないでくださいよ。
山川さん、これは何ですか？お酒ですね。お酒を飲まないでください。
大きい声を出さないでくださいよ。耳が痛いです。おー、痛い痛い。
ふざけないでください。山川先生の息子さん、本当に困ります。
ああ、言わないでくださいね。山川先生の息子さんは血を見て、倒れて、頭を打って、天童キリさんと一緒に救急車でここに来ました。
かっこ悪い。
もう一度お願いします。今度は、ゆっくりお願いします。
山川さん、ここは病院ですよ。タバコを吸わないでください。
うるさいなあ。あ、クローゼットを開けないでくださいよ。
山川さん、これは何ですか？お酒ですね。お酒を飲まないでください。
大きい声を出さないでくださいよ。耳が痛いです。おー、痛い、痛い。
ふざけないでください。山川先生の息子さん、本当に困ります。
ああ、言わないでくださいね。山川先生の息子さんは、血を見て、倒れて、頭を打って、天童キリさんと一緒に救急車でここに来ました。
かっご悪い。
次は英語が入ります。
山川さん、ここは病院ですよ。タバコを吸わないでください。
Mr. Yamakawa, this is a hospital. Please don't smoke.
うるさいな。あ、クローゼット開けないでくださいよ。
What a nag. Oh, don't open the closet.
山川さん、これは何ですか？お酒ですね。お酒を飲まないでください。
Mr. Yamakawa, what's this? Is this alcohol? Don't drink alcohol.
大きい声を出さないでくださいよ。耳が痛いです。おー、痛い痛い。
Keep it down, will you? My ears hurt.
ふざけないでください。
Cut it out.
山川先生の息子さん、 本当に困ります。
Dr. Yamakawa-san is a real problem.
ああ、言わないでくださいね。山川先生の息子さんは血を見て倒れて頭を打って天童キリさんと一緒に救急車でここに来ました。
Don't tell anybody, but Dr. Yamakawa's son passed out and knocked his head when he saw blood. So he was brought in the same ambulance as Miss Tendo Kiri.
かっこ悪い。
That's so not cool.
Naomi 先生。
はい。
I don't know why. Yukio のことが好き。ちょっと気に入った。I kind of like him.
You can relate to Yukio?
Not relate, but...You know, he does things his way.
In my opinion, Yukio は嫌な人です。
So you think he is not a nice guy?
No.
Like, he kind of reminds me of the blonde-haired kid in Harry Potter, Malfoy.
Selfish guy, みたいなね。
Yeah, just cares about himself.
Yeah, grew up in a rich family.
Yeah, that's who he kind of reminds me of.
なるほどね。
But I want to jump back to this 看護師。
Oh, hi, hi, hi.
So, this is a male nurse?
Oh, no, no. 看護師 could be either male nurse or female nurse.
Then what about a 看護婦?
That's the old way to refer to the nurse.
Ah, politically incorrect way.
Hi.
To refer to a nurse.
Because 婦 has 女, woman, inside the kanji. Not all the nurses are female. So, to be politically correct, they change 婦 to 死.
看護師
And sounds more
professional.
はい、そうです。
看護師さん
看護師さん。
勉強になりました。Okay, let's take a look at the vocab. First word.
お酒
Alcohol. 酒
お、さ、け、お酒
Next.
耳
Ear.
み、み、耳
Next.
ふざける
Fool around.
ふ、ざ、けるふざける
Next
血
Blood
血
Next
かっこ悪い
Unattractive, uncool
かこわるいかっこ悪い
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, first word.
お酒
Now, sake is usually used to mean alcohol in general, and it's often preceded by the honorific prefix In the West, we have the image of sake as Japanese rice wine. But in Japan, again, jumping back a second, お酒 is kind of refers to alcohol in general, not the Japanese rice wine. That is actually called?
日本酒
Japanese alcohol.
日本酒好きですか?
まあまあですね。
ピーターはお酒の中で何が一番好きですか?
そうですね。私はお酒の中でキリンビールが一番好きです。
なんでキリンなの?
なんでキリンはダメですか? So I just said my...
Why do you put brand name there?
Because there's a difference.
同じだよ。
ああ、胃の中の蛙。my pet frog.
I don't quite understand, but...
Okay, let me back up a second. If you want to know the kotowaza I use, stop by and leave us a comment. It was ii no naka no kawazu. It's a pretty rude thing to say.
I wouldn't call it rude, but nani, you are saying that I don't know anything?
That's pretty rude, no?
まあね。
お優しいですね。You're very nice, Naomi-sensei.
I mean, it's not rude for you to say that because you're much ruder than that. You could be ruder than that.
Jumping back a second. So I was basically saying, out of all the alcohol, my favorite is Kirin beer. And Naomi said, is there really a difference? And I said, yes, there is. And then we digressed into the kotowaza, which is a Japanese proverb. This one actually comes from China. So if you want to know that, stop by. It's a very, very good one. Very useful for situations like this. But Naomi-sensei would probably disagree and probably think that right now I am cho...
Kakko arui?That's the next word. I'm not trying to insult you or anything. I just wanted to introduce our word.
You did such a good job. Which means uncool or unattractive. Actually, bad appearance, shape. Anyway,
or manner.
And in this case, it was probably the latter. Or maybe a combination. Bad manners. かっこ悪い. The opposite of this is
かっこいい.
Which is cool.
かっこ is the shortened form of かっこ. かっこ means shape or appearance.
So, these two, かっこ悪い and かっこいい, are used all the time in Japanese.
本当によく使いますね. We use them a lot. かっこいい, かっこ悪い.
Okay, on to today's grammar point. In this lesson, we're introduced to a new conjugation of verbs called nai form, or the non-past informal negative form. I think the nai form sounds a little better.
そうですね, right.
Now, by adding de kudasai after the nai form of a verb, one can request someone to refrain from doing something.
Please don't, ということでしょうかね?
Yeah, and it's really good to know this one because for the longest time, I always knew how to ask for people to do something, but I didn't know how to say, please don't do that. Now, in this lesson, we'll just explain the conjugation of class 1 verbs. For the conjugation of class 2 verbs and irregular verbs, download the PDF notes, and there's a detailed write-up inside. Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at the formation of class 1 verbs. お願いします.
はい. う becomes a and add ない.
So with Japanese verbs, the final syllable comes from the U column. We want to find the row that the U column appears in, work back, and take the corresponding syllable from the A column. So I think the best way to exemplify this is to look at an example. Let's take the verb to write.
書く.
Now, if we find the U column on the hiragana chart, and we go down, we find the K row, we have
書.
書く. To write. So we're going to work back and get the A column, which is
か.
So now we have
かか.
To this we attach
ない.
And get
かかない.
And this is the ない form. Now, there's one exception to this that we should probably mention. That is the first column.
う.
If we work our way back, we get
あ.
But this isn't the one we're going to use. We're actually going to jump all the way to the bottom and use
わ.
And when I say jump to the bottom, I'm referring to the hiragana chart. So the verb to meet,
会う,
becomes
会わない.
Not 会わない, 会わない.
話す,
to speak,
話さない.
Su becomes sa, and we attach ない. Let's take a look at another verb. How about the verb to wait?
待つ.
Ends in a tsu. This is the T row, so tsu becomes
た.
So we have?
またない. またない.
Okay. To the nai form, we then attach?
でください.
So let's just take a quick look at our examples. First, we had かく, to write, which became かかない. Now let's attach でください.
かかないでください.
Please don't write. Next, we have to speak.
話す.
Nai form?
話さない.
Please don't write.
話さないでください.
Please don't speak.
話さないでください.
This could come in quite handy.
え? そうですかね?
And finally we have to wait.
待つ.
Nai form?
待たない.
Please don't wait.
待たないでください. 私を待たないでください. Don't wait for me.
はい、待ちません. I won't wait. So, why don't we stop here?
はい.
And direct everyone to the PDF, which has a very clear explanation of the three classes of verbs, how to get the nai form, and how to attach de kudasai. Okay, that's going to do for today.
Peter-san, 意地悪を言わないでください.
Peter, please don't tease me. はい、わかりました. 来年から意地悪を言いません.
嘘を言わないでください. 嘘 means lie. Please do not tell a lie.
No, I won't. But there's still 3 weeks left in this year, so I'll do it all now. So next year is a new year.
まあいいや. Whatever.
Okay. So, 2 more lessons.
そうですね. 2 more lessons to go. Yeah.
Okay.
じゃあまた.
Yamakawa-san, ここは病院ですよ。タバコを吸わないでください。
うるさいなあ。あ、クローゼット開けないでくださいよ。
山川さん、これは何ですか？お酒ですね。 お酒を飲まないでください。
大きい声を出さないでくださいよ。耳が痛いです。おー、痛い痛い。
ふざけないでください。山川先生の息子さん、本当に困ります。
ああ、言わないでくださいね。山川先生の息子さんは血を見て倒れて頭を打って天童キリさんと一緒に救急車でここに来ました。
かっこ悪い。